Item, please.
Item 456, request of Melanie Plott to address council regarding moving Portland to 100% clean energy and threats to the city from climate change.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Plout, like sauerkraut.
Thank you.
Mayor Wheeler, Council, my name is Melanie Plout. I'm an OBGYN physician. I retired last year and decided that climate change was my number one priority, and I've been a volunteer with 350 PDX. In the last few months, I've met with staff, all of your staff, to talk about the Cardi gas plants and the transition to renewables. You've probably heard this quote before: the planet isn't dying, it's being killed by people, and those people have names and addresses. Today, I'm asking you to act bravely to be sure that those addresses don't belong to those of us who live here in Portland. On June 1st, the council will vote on the 100% by 2050 plan put forth by Mayor Wheeler. I urge you to keep this resolution strong. You may already be hearing from those in industry who say it isn't feasible for one reason or another. This simply isn't true. All it takes is the will to do it. In order to keep our beautiful planet livable, we need to enact a fossil fuel freeze as soon as possible and start an immediate transition to renewable energy. I'd like you to think about these dates for a minute. First of all, 2050. Knock wood, we will all live that long. And by then, we need to have decarbonized our electricity, transportation, and heating sectors in order to limit warming to 2 degrees. Next, 2100. It sounds like a long time away, but there were babies born yesterday who will likely see that date. I've delivered thousands of babies in my time. If we don't act bravely today, those babies might face a world that borders on the uninhabitable. These are not hypothetical people. They are here right now. With luck and hard work, we can bequeath these new Oregonians a world where global warming is actually being reversed, or as Paul Hawken calls it, a drawdown. To get there, a recent paper in the journal Science offers a handy rule of thumb we can use. It's sort of like Moore's Law about semiconductors. Here's the rule. We need to cut our CO2 emissions in half every decade. So, some more dates. Between 2020 and 2030, we have to cut emissions in half. Then half again between 30 and 40, et cetera. So to bring this back to the June 1st resolution, I urge you to do three things. Number one, stick to the goal date of 2030 for the clean, renewable electricity sector, not 2035. Other larger cities, such as San Diego, are doing it even sooner. Companies like Apple are moving faster. It isn't radical. We can do it. Electricity is about 30% of our carbon emissions, so we have to do this if we're going to meet that rule of thumb I talked about. Don't be seduced by dirty alternatives like nuclear, biomass, waste incineration, or any kind of fossil fuels. Keep a strict definition. This has to be a just transition. It's going to require big changes. Some of them are going to fall hardest on those who are already suffering the most. We can help with that if we partner with those communities. Finally, if you haven't already, please submit your comments to the PUC opposing PGE's plan to build new gas plants at Cardi before the day after tomorrow, Friday, and join us in testifying in front of the PUC next Monday. New fossil fuel infrastructure is completely incompatible with the transition to clean energy. We, the people of Portland, ask you to do what is right and make a rapid and just transition to 100% clean and renewable energy. We're counting on you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for being here.